Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush.
Huckabee and Obama win Iowa. Hillary steers. Romney secures Michigan victory. Thompson quits White House race. McCain wins key Florida election. Giuliani quits White House race. No knockouts on Super Tuesday. Romney suspends campaign. Obama extends lead over Clinton. Robed Obama picture ignites brow.
Dear Senate, Paul Kennedy, 3 a.m.
Obama wins in Mississippi primary. Clinton eclipses over race row. Obama spurns pastor's 9/11 type. Clinton admits Bosnia mistake. Clinton's chief strategist quits. Obama moves, bitter voter remark. Clinton wins key Democratic vote. Obama denounces former pastor.
NAFTA, home to roost, misspoke, guided guns.
Obama takes superdelegate lead. Clinton wins West Virginia primary. Edwards endorses Obama. Obama, within reach of victory. Democrats deal as Clinton setback. Puerto Rico victory buoys Clinton. Obama, to win party nomination. Clinton bows out. Obama shuns public funds. Clinton and Obama rally together.
Fist bump, uni, nuts off, running mate.
U.S. candidates drag to sue turns. Jesse Jackson regrets Obama jibe. Obama team decries cartoon. Pitfalls for Obama on world tour. Obama list, injured U.S. heroes. Hilton's group hits back at McCain. McCain attacked on Holmes Gap. Obama picks Biden. Obama accepts nomination. McCain picks female running mate.
Berlin, celebrity, Russia, Denver.
Blue staff dominates convention. Palin takes battle to Democrats.
McCain vows to fight for change. U.S. rivals at odds on debate delay.
U.S. rivals claim TV debate victory. House votes down bailout.
Biden and Palin clash in debate. Palin abused power, drove fines.
U.S. hopefuls intense final debate. Colin Powell backs Barack Obama.
Lipstick.
Wall Street.
Bill Ayers.
Joe Biden.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer. It's the answer told by lines that stretched around schools and churches in numbers this nation has never seen. By people who waited 3 hours and 4 hours, many for the first time in their lives, because they believed that this time must be different, that their voices could be that difference. It's the answer spoken by young and old, rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, gay, straight, disabled, and not disabled. Americans who sent a message to the world that we have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America. It's the answer that led those who've been told for so long by so many to be cynical and fearful and doubtful about what we can achieve, to put their hands on the arc of history and bend it once more toward the hope of a better day. It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.